Okay, so let's discuss your exercise, your homework exercise for module number 2. And again, I'm going to remind you, if you haven't done so, print out the workbook where you'll be able to write down your responses. You should also do this exercise as often as possible, not only once a day, but as often as possible. The bottom line is the more often we do these exercises, the quicker we're going to see results. And below, you can sign up for the 5-day challenge for this exercise. And by doing so, you're going to receive email reminders for 5 days, and it's going to remind you and encourage you to do the exercise. If you don't want to take the 5-day challenge, again, I want to encourage you to put a reminder on your phone or on your computer so that you have something that reminds you every day to do this exercise. And as I've said in the past, without practicing this exercise, you will not experience any change in your life. This will all remain a nice theory. So please do the exercise. And here's the objective of this week's exercise. It's to get you to become more aware of things that you think, say, or do to gain acceptance from others. Once again, we're not trying to fix anything. We only want to become aware of what is happening. See, here's the exercise. Find a moment when you thought, said, or did something, however seemingly small it was, to gain the acceptance of another person. Write down what you said or did and what you were hoping to gain from it. Here are some examples. When my spouse tells me she's upset that I made her late, I made myself a victim, thereby not taking responsibility and hiding. How did I do that? I said, everything is always my fault, instead of acknowledging that I did cause her to be late and apologizing. I was hoping she would stop being upset at me and feel bad for me, thereby falling back in favor with her. Another example, when my spouse asked me who I was talking to, I lied. I said, my boss, instead of a friend that my spouse doesn't approve of. I was hoping to avoid a confrontation with my spouse and maintaining their acceptance. Another example, when I angrily insisted my employee do it my way and not their way. When my employee wanted to do something differently than I angrily said, this is my business and things will get done my way. I was hoping to use the intimidation of anger to force them to acknowledge my importance as the boss. So those are 3 examples. Good luck on these exercises, and I look forward to meeting you back for module number 3.